Bickley and Murata. Mock my world.
Stop mocking me!
Brought to you by V's Barbershop.
All right, let's get right to the ground rules of this week's Mock My World, Jared, because...
Please. First of all, congratulations on your win last week, Dan.
Oh, well, thank you.
Bands with female lead singers, the music one, I wouldn't expect nothing less, but you did win very easily with 40.9%, so congratulations.
Got it. Well, good. So I'm picking last today.
You
That's
are.
Good. Good.
Give you time.
Okay, so we came up with a concept that we want to do a 4th of July / Independence Day related Mock My World.
Patriotic something.
So we came up with the idea, athletes and or celebrities, people with patriotic names.
Right.
Should we not expand that to maybe athletes who symbolize patriotism or teams that symbolize patriotism, or do you want to just go the names?
What do you think, Luke?
As long as nobody takes the five names I have here, we're good.
Yeah, I have about six names, so
I don't know that you're going to have the same names I have. It's one of those things where it's tough to come up with names on the fly.
Where do you stand on this?
I think we're going to have to stretch our definition of American and patriotic sounding names, but I'm up for whatever.
I didn't even know Eric was here. So first of all,
me
that
either.
Was terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay. Usually is when you hear his voice. Not only you have the first pick, Luke. I think we stick with the patriotic names thing.
Okay.
At least for the first couple rounds.
Oh, this is gonna go well.
No, I'm fine.
How it goes,
I'm fine.
Okay?
We've been that loose all day.
All right.
So yes, I'm down with that.
Luke, you have the first pick.
So patriotic sounding name, and
that's
they're
correct.
Not just athletes. They can be.
That's absolutely right. Could be anybody.
Right.
Famous though, not just like a guy. You can't make up a name and say it's a guy you know from high school.
All right. Well, this is a patriotic sounding name to me. Johnny Unitas.
Johnny Unitas.
His last name is literally Unite
that's
Us.
Unbelievable how good that is.
This guy, this son of a over here. This
that's
Luke
unbelievable. How
I never would have
good
even thought of that. And
that is.
Yep.
He's well so done, Lipinski.
He's so good at doing these kind of mock drafts or whatever it is.
That's yeah,
well,
really
I'm not
going
to have three other picks, though. So hopefully he unites us being a one-man team.
All right. The next pick, of course, is me.
And you don't seem to be ready. You seem
ready.
Like you just surprised yourself.
I'm ready. I'm going with a former football player, Lincoln Kennedy.
Oh.
What's more patriotic than
that's
two of the great presidents in
that's
one?
That's another great
okay.
one.
I would say the last name Unite Us is more
okay,
patriotic.
Okay, well, you already had your turn. All right, Eric?
All right, just because I feel like this should have been the first one taken. America Ferrera.
Yeah.
Great actress from Ugly Betty and Superstore.
Superstore, yes.
No.
Vince would have taken her.
That was my other choice.
All right, well... All right, Dan,
okay, I will take former defensive tackle Sam Adams.
Ah, that's a good one.
Okay.
And I will take former University of Illinois basketball player Marcus Liberty.
Well, you had
that? Is
that
one of your five?
Yeah, it actually was.
All right, Eric. Patriotic names.
Okay. I'm going to go with Liberty Phoenix. From the Joaquin Phoenix family.
Is it a girl or a boy? Is she an actress?
Yeah, I don't live in that world, Jarrett. So Liberty Phoenix is
that's,
my pick.
That's
is
so ridiculous.
Is that a famous person?
I could pick the name Paul Revere and say, there's somebody in America named Paul Revere.
Yeah, is it actually somebody? She's Joaquin and Rivers' sister, I guess.
I just said she is of the Phoenix family, like Joaquin.
I know, but I'm saying is she also an actor or an actress?
Who cares?
Because she has to be famous, you jerk. You can't just be a person. We made that rule. You can't just be related to somebody who's famous. Okay. All right, fine. Liberty Phoenix. Take it. Liberty Phoenix.
Who the hell is Lincoln Kennedy?
Who is Lincoln? Lincoln Kennedy is a famous football player.
I think he hosts a show.
I've all heard of
this. Never heard of Lincoln Kennedy.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like any of us wanted Liberty Phoenix anyway, so go ahead. Come on.
I am going. That's true. All right.
Something that won't make sense.
All right, it's my turn here, and I'm going to go with NBA player Justice Winslow.
Ah, you jerk. Okay.
And, of course, it's patriotic because of the great TV cop Carl Winslow. No, yes. And also Justice, yes.
All right. I'll go Bart Starr. I'm just going to take former NFL quarterbacks. And he took some of my thunder with the Justice. I'll go David Justice, though.
David Justice.
Yes.
That's probably even better. I should have thought of that one. All right.
I got to be honest. I like my team at least against Eric's if we ever play.
All right. I'm going to go with sports announcer, broadcaster, Ian Eagle. Or Ian Eagle. Sorry.
Nope, he took Ian Eagle, so Ian Eagle's still there.
However, I never heard of that name, Ian, other than from him. It's Ian to everybody else in the whole world.
It's actually Ian? Like it's
pronounced Ian. I-A-N, but it's pronounced Ian Eagle.
I just had an exchange, and that was the worst thing I've heard in the last 2 minutes. Okay. I'm going to go with Indiana Jones. A state and a super common last name.
That's not a real person, though. That's a fictional person. We're lucky that Vince Murata is not alive to see this. Because
he was a president and a car company.
I take it back. I'm glad this was the topic we went with.
Who'd you sue? President.
Yeah, jerk.
He went with President Car Company. That's a guy's name who lives in Indiana.
Gerald Ford? Is that who you picked?
What?
Who did you just pick? You picked Indiana Jones, but that's not a real... Whatever, you could have Indiana Jones.
What's going on?
The two guys in the studio are laughing so much they can't even talk right now.
I can tell you that much. You ask him a question, he goes to answer, you yell over him, and you're like, answer me.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You suck. Oh.
Okay. Whose turn is it?
I think it's Dan's turn.
Oh.
All right, my last two picks, thank goodness. My team is so inferior to all yours. I didn't come up with anything good. Red Sox owner John Henry.
Solid.
What?
And a real person.
Former goaltender Hope Solo.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go with, I think he's a football coach somewhere, Lincoln Riley.
Yes, he is a football coach at Oklahoma.
Sure. Oh, you've heard of this guy, okay.
He says not like he coached 80 years ago, and his team won like 4 games. He is the coach.
Right, okay. You got him breaking down in there, Eric, I'll tell you that much. All right, I'm going to go with David Boston.
It's a good one.
Site of many patriotic things. All right, last pick of this.
Is it American or patriotic?
Well, are you going to pick something that's patriotic in another country?
No, I'm going to pick something that's American. I don't know how patriotic it is.
Okay, no, American, patriotic, same thing. So right. July 4th, Independence Day, stuff like that.
Seth Beer.
That's a good one.
Seth Beer. Thank you, Doug
Franz.
That's
a very good one.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They don't have beer anywhere else in the world. Good call.
They don't have Indiana Jones anywhere else in the world, that's for sure.
They have literally Indiana Jones everywhere.
I don't know if anybody anywhere is as bad at anything as Eric Cohen is at this game.
That's not... He's won a couple times.
I rarely finish in single-digit last place anymore, Bic. Thank you very much.
Yes, he actually finished in second place last week.
He did?
But, yes, it is. It's not that he's overall awful at it. He does have some of the most bewildering picks.
Yes, he does.
Now, Luke has been historically bad, too, in some of these.
I had one very bad.
The Johnny Unitas thing, though, that was just outstanding. No. Did you had even thought of that?
No, I hadn't even thought of that.
That's really good.
All right, so... Good job, everybody. Want to name off your team?
No, do you have it recapped? Vinny normally writes it down. Did you write it down?
Eric has it. Eric's good at that.
I do.
Yeah, but Eric took 9 people.
All right, go, Eric.
I can write in English. I just can't speak it well. Luke has Johnny Unitas, Bart Starr, David Justice, Seth Beer.
Pretty
Jared
good.
Has Lincoln Kennedy, Justice Winslow, Ian Eagle. What was it?
Ian Eagle.
Eagle.
That, and David Boston, Team Eric, America Ferreira, Liberty Phoenix, who's a real person, Harrison Ford and Lincoln Riley, and returning champ Dan Bickley has Sam Adams, Marcus Liberty, John Henry, and Hope Solo.
Yeah, this is Luke versus Jared for the win.
I feel like we pulled this off, though.
You guys did. I'm impressed with both your teams.
I'm impressed that he took Indiana Jones. We mocked him for it. And then the actual name of the actor is also works, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I had a pivot ready in case you were a jerk. I planned ahead for your jerkness, and look at that.
Well, way to plan for that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
all right. That.
By the way, I loved your song, Jared.
Oh, thank you, Eric. We miss you.
It was my favorite.
We miss you.
It was my absolute freaking favorite.
All right, enough. Okay, enough, geez. Both of you. All right, we're wrapping up the same show, the week, all of it next. Bickley, Lipinski, 98.7 FM.